Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Friday, April 26, 2024. For today's editorial, decongesting Bilibid, the first step in dismantling ruling cabal. After a series of fits and starts, the Bureau of Corrections, Wu Corps, program to decongest the new Bilibid prison is finally building up steam. Last Sunday, 500 prisoners were transferred from Bilibid to the San Ramon prison and penal farm in Zamboanga City. Since the start of this year, 3,993 inmates have been transferred to Wu Corps facilities in Puerto Princesa City, Davao, and Leyte. Wu Corps' ultimate objective is to move out all 25,000 or so prisoners, or persons deprived of liberty, to use the current bureaucratic euphemism, by 2028. A huge portion of the compound will then be developed into a commercial center. It's achievable, as long as the plan doesn't steer into ever-changing political currents. Bilibid has a long, checkered history. The original prison was built in Quiapo, Manila, by the Spanish government in 1865. It was meant to accommodate about 1,000 inmates. As Manila urbanized, crime became a problem, and the facility could not keep up with the rising number of detainees. In 1940, the Commonwealth government opened the new Bilibid prison in what was then the remote town of Muntinlupa, Rizal. During World War II, Bilibid served as a detention camp for Filipino and American prisoners of war. In 1945, with U.S. forces closing in, the Japanese soldiers manning the prison pulled out. Ironically, Bilibid was later converted into a holding facility for Japanese officers and collaborators being tried for war crimes. The new Bilibid prison resumed its role as the main cog in the country's prison system. But soon it, too, was experiencing a population explosion. With its 587-hectare compound, Bilibid was meant to hold a maximum of 6,000 prisoners. That threshold was surpassed long ago, and prison officials now struggle to house, feed and guard inmates five times that number. Overcrowding has bred a culture of social iniquity, where prison officers and inmates connive to gain social and political power in the prison community through corruption and impunity. Former Senator and Justice Secretary Leila de Lima identified severe congestion as the root cause of the many ills besetting our correctional system, such as prison-based criminality, recidivism, spread of contagious diseases and, worse, deaths. At the apex of this dark pyramid are the privileged inmates, convicted criminals who are wealthy and influential enough to continue their illicit operations even while imprisoned. This cabal wins over prison officials through hefty bribes and promises of handsome profits from the traffic of illegal narcotics and other contraband. Calls for the dismantling of the evil empire within Bilibid usually result in surprise raids of cells that yield the usual hoard of drugs, banned cell phones and homemade weapons. But they hardly make a dent on the cabal operations. The extent of the corruption and immunity inside Bilibid's walls was exposed by the murder of broadcaster Percival Mabasa in 2022. Investigators found that the Mabasa killing was planned inside the prison and carried out by a group of inmates. The case became even more fascinating after the prisoner who helped organize the hit on Mabasa was himself killed inside Bilibid. Prison reform advocates had long proposed the regionalization of the penal system as one way to defang Bilibid's criminal syndicate. The Bureau of Corrections Act of 2013 actually mandates the building of more regional prisons with a population of not more than 2,000 inmates and with sufficient facilities for more efficient prison management. No one, however, seemed interested enough to give that law a big push. Things began looking up in April last year when Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin Remulla promised long-lasting and game-changer prison reforms, including regionalization. Boo! Corps has since proposed a budget of 77.7 billion pesos to upgrade the regional prisons where Bilibid inmates will be relocated. Rimola acknowledged that there are a lot of challenges in our mission to reform our jail and prison system, and our unique situation drives us to find new ways and outside-the-box solutions to hurdle them. With the decongestion of Bilibid underway, the focus must now be on keeping it on track. And it takes political will to accomplish that.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.